Chapter 11. Home to Wales. Hugh, Mike and Rebecca were sitting in the garden of their house, drinking wine on a warm evening.
"So, that's my half-sister, is it?" asked Mike, looking closely at the photo.
"Let's see," said Rebecca.
"Oh, yes. Look at her nose, Mike. It's just like yours."
"Rubbish," said Mike.
He turned the photo over and read the message.
"Are you going over to see them, Dad?"
"Yes, I think so. Is that okay with you?"
"It's a big step, but how can you not go and see your daughter?" replied Mike. "You'd never be able to live with yourself."
"And Megan, too," said Hugh. "I do want to see her again."
"Hey, how about this for an idea?" said Mike suddenly. "I'll come with you. I'd be really interested to see Tredonald. It's part of our family's life, isn't it? You and Grandpa never really talked much about the place. You just used to say that Toronto was much better."
"Yes, I know," said Hugh with a laugh. "We arrived just after the war in Europe. Life was very difficult in Wales when we left."
"How about it, then? You and me?" said Mike. He was getting quite interested in the idea of travelling with his father.
"Another time, Mike," said Hugh quietly.
"This time is for me. Okay?"
"Okay," said Mike, and then added, "as long as you don't decide to stay in Wales."
"Don't worry," said Hugh. "I'm not going to stay there. My home is in Canada. My work is here. You're here. I'll be back."
So, at the end of the month, Hugh flew to London. He'd written to Megan and to Beth to say that he was coming, but hadn't said which day. He'd decided not to. Then he could change his mind at the last minute if he wanted to. But now the plane was about to land. His hire car was waiting for him outside the airport. He had slept well on the plane, so he was able to keep a clear head for driving. And he needed it. Driving on the left was not easy. The nearer he got to Tredonald, the more unsure he became. He realized that he was afraid of what might happen. Half of him was afraid that he wouldn't like Megan or Beth. And the other half of him was afraid he would like them too much. He was a man who liked to know what he was doing and why. Before he'd received Megan's first letter, his life had been well organized. But now, it was different. He felt like a 16-year-old again. It was not just Megan and Beth. It was also Tredonald. He and his father had left it so long ago, and at a really bad time in their lives. He had no idea how he was going to feel when he saw the place again. Just outside Tredonald, he stopped at a pub. He needed a drink. The barman put a glass in front of him.
"Are you here on holiday?" he asked.
Sort of, replied Hugh. We don't get many people here on holiday. There's nothing to do here. Nothing to see, really.
I used to live here many years ago, said Hugh.
Did you know?
The barman looked a bit more interested.
You'll see some changes, then.
Said Hugh, trying to enjoy his rather warm beer.
What about the mine in Tredonald? Is it still working?
No.
It closed about 15 years ago.
Well, it's still open, but only for tourists, not for coal.
But Hugh didn't want to talk any more.
Is there a public phone I can use? He asked.
Through there, said the barman, showing him a door to the left of the bar.
Hugh went through it. He picked up the phone and rang Megan's number.